Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And with that, it's time now. Eli and Rick, we have come to the altar. We look for knowledge. Are here for enlightenment. We are looking to bask, gentlemen, in the rationale of Ranji.
It's time to dive into the MLB futures market with none other than Chris Ranji.
For a lot of the fans that may not have heard of you or don't know much about Ryan Buckfitch, what kind of pitcher are you?
Right-handed.
Ranji's a bit of a weird guy.
You've probably been on a plane where you don't get peanuts on that particular day. They're not handing them out. That's because somebody on the plane has a severe allergy. It's really horrible.
But he sure does know his baseball.
All right, obviously this team is not where you want it to be this season.
You think?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
It's the rationale of Ranji on You Better You Bet.
I don't know if I would have taken that tact with it, but like that was actually pretty good. That was not bad at all. Eli, hey, who put that together? You or Rick?
Rick found the drops.
Yeah, I was going to say that is definitely not an Eli production. That's a Rick production for sure.
I have heard those a million times each. All of them. Yeah, and that's. Yeah, those are, just so you know, Ryan Buckfitch, a really good White Sox reliever for about a minute. I was asking a simple question. You know, tell me about yourself. We don't know who you are. You just got called up. Let's get a little bit of insight on you. What kind of pitcher are you? Are you fastball slider? Are you curveball guy? You knuckleballer? What are you? Right-handed.
Yeah, I hate him.
Great answer.
Screw that guy.
Great answer.
What do you think he's doing right now?
I don't know. He was a nice guy. I just don't think he got it. Yeah, those were all my greatest hits. At least some of those greatest hits.
Nick. If we really wanted to do the Ranji greatest hits, that would fill up a week.
There is a lot.
We'll save that for the power hour. Maybe we'll need some time to kill in the power hour. So maybe we'll do it then. But I don't know. I'm thinking like for the next time we do Rationale of Ranji, like it should be like he's like Buddha. Like he's like this enlightened figure. Maybe that's the tact we take with it. In any event, it's now time, Chris, for the rationale of Ranji. The floor is yours for whatever futures bets you would like to bless us with today on this tremendous Thursday.
All right, here's where I'm going to start. And it's going to be with the American League Cy Young. I know Gerrit Cole right now is the favorite to win this award. He's at minus 115, I guess, depending on where you look. Here's where I'm very interested in this market. I'm interested in the market because the two guys that are directly behind him, Carlos Rodon and Lance Lynn, are on the same team, and both of them have plus odds to win. Plus 190 for Rodon. Lance Lynn is at plus 400. I think that you could very easily take a flyer on either of those two guys. They might take away some of the votes from one another just by virtue of being on the same team. So it could end up hurting them and the odds aren't great. But I think if you want a realistic shot of maybe making some money on the American League Cy Young, I would go with one of those two and probably Rodon as long as he stays healthy for the rest of the year. Again, not great odds, but it's plus money anyway. I would go that direction. But I would also be looking out here, Nick, for Shane Bieber. And one of the reasons I'm looking out for Bieber.
Okay.
And here's the reason.
30 to 1.
Yeah. He is right now 30 to 1, and Cleveland has one of the easier schedules for the rest of the season. I don't think Cleveland's not gonna factor in the division. They're not gonna win the division. The division winner is going to be the Chicago White Sox. They are up by too much, and they would have to have a monumental collapse in order for that to not happen. But Cleveland's road for the rest of the year is fairly easy. And Bieber is the one guy on the team that most people focus on. And he has won it before. I think you could see him coming out of nowhere and actually winning this award. I don't think Gerrit Cole is ultimately going to be the guy. I know that it's the New York market and the New York pitchers a lot of times will get those added votes just by virtue of being there and the high visibility of being a member of the Yankees. But They've got a fairly tough schedule. It's not the toughest in baseball by any means, but it's a little bit tougher than what those other two teams are going to have to deal with.
All right. The rationale of Ranji sounded good to me. Carlos Rodon plus 175, AL Cy Young, and the Biebs, Shane Bieber at 30-1. Listen, sounded great. The rationale sounds awesome. We are here at the altar. Please continue, sir, to bless us with the rationale of Ranji.
Here's one, and this is, I don't even know where to begin on this one. And this is because of the injury to Jacob deGrom. He has messed up the market in the biggest way. Both National League Cy Young and National League MVP, because he was the favorite in both of them. And now we don't know what's going to happen for him for the rest of the season, if he's going to be able to play, but that messes up a lot of things. Now, if you're going for MVP and it's not going to be Jacob deGrom, I don't know if this is back on the board yet. It might be. And the last I saw, Fernando Tatis Jr. was plus 120 odds of winning the National League award. If he does that, if he continues on the pace that he has been in the National League, I think that's the direction you have to go. If DeGrom does not play for the rest of the year, and then who knows? Who knows how severe the injury is, or if he only gets another couple of starts? He was by far the most dominant player on the Mets, and maybe the most dominant player in the National League, because every time he pitched, he wore everybody down. Nobody had a chance against him. But if he's not available to play here, and we still got another couple of months plus of this season to go, and he hardly is able to pitch, I don't see how he wins this award, no matter how dominant he was in the first 3.5 months of the season. So keep an eye out for Fernando Tatis Jr. when that goes back up on the board. I know it's been down. I know the market has been down. I'd like to see how those numbers adjust when it finally is back up there. But that's a really interesting market to look out for. First of all, it's interesting when you have a pitcher who's up for both awards and the favorite in both. And I don't remember the last time that's happened, that they were a favorite this deep into the season. So we'll see what happens there. But the National League Cy Young and MVP are really, really interesting races without DeGrom.
I feel my very spirit, my betting spirit, beginning to elevate as the rationale is just absolutely magnificent here. BetQL, Costos and Ranji in for Ken Barkley. At this rate, we may never have Ken Barkley back on the show again, because the rationale is absolutely spectacular. As Chris, continue, please, to bless us and enlighten us with more MLB future rationale.
How do you feel about the American League MVP, Nick Costos? Well, let me tell you a thing. Let me tell you a thing or two about this. Everybody has been talking about Shohei Ohtani the entire season, and everything he has done up until this point says he is the most valuable player, because he does two things that no other player has been capable of doing. That is, be a starting pitcher and be a position player regularly, or at least be in the lineup on a regular basis and do things really well. He's a much better hitter than he is a pitcher, but sometimes he is dominant when he pitches. He is at minus 275 right now to be the American League MVP. It's not really a great price if you want to get in on that market. It really isn't right now. So for me, even though I think he is going to win, I'm going to stay away for this reason. Here's my rationale on this. He has experienced a lot of injuries in the past, and we still have a long way to go in this baseball season. As I mentioned earlier with Jacob deGrom, we're talking about another a little over 2 months of the season left to go. If Ohtani does suffer any kind of injury, and I don't want it to happen, I really hope he's able to play for the rest of the year. I really, really, truly do, because this is the best story in baseball this year. There is that risk, and maybe the risk is greater for him than just about anybody else. I'm staying away from Shohei Ohtani on the AL MVP market, even though I think he's going to win if he stays healthy. People want to vote for him. The voters want to give him that award, because no player has done what he has done in our lifetime, so they can't wait to vote for him. Honestly, the best bet right now, though, might be Vlad Jr., Vlad Guerrero Jr. at plus 200 at the moment. I know Xander Bogaerts is having a really nice season, and his odds are way longer, but Vlad Jr. probably, well, I think he will win this award if Shohei Ohtani, for whatever reason, has an injury, but I'm staying away from the market for now.
Right. The rationale there, very strong. Vlad Guerrero Jr. plus 200. And look, I said it during the All-Star break. Like, I can't bet DeGrom because for many different reasons, all related to injury after what Tyler Glasnow said. I'm like, DeGrom has had issues, obviously. Like, is he going to pitch? Is he not going to pitch? Now he's on the injured list. We don't know when he's coming back. And look, like, this is a part of baseball. Otani's been hurt in the past. He pitches. He hits. Who the hell knows what could happen? Right. So, man.
And soul
feels stronger.
You feel better?
Now.
Do you feel better?
I feel enlightened is what I feel.
Look, Costos.
I'm asking in rationale.
Are you a Mets fan?
No.
Okay. And a boy. I hate to say it about DeGrom, but it's every time he's doing what he does, and this year is spectacular, I'm always worried. I'm always watching him thinking, okay, this is great for now, but when does it end? And I hate looking at him that way, and it's not his fault, but it's how I see it. There's something's going to pop up and ruin his season. At least it feels that way every year.
You know what it feels like to me? That the rationale was awesome. Yeah. The baseball thoughts, incredible. That, my friends, dear listeners and viewers, was the rationale of Ranji. Whale capper Drew Dinsick coming up in about 35 minutes on Olympic betting. But coming up next, we keep it locked and loaded with Major League Baseball. Adam Burke, ATS.io, plays for tonight and moving forward.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.